Let's finish Shas together. Thank you for joining us this morning. Today's daf is Brachos daf Chaf Aleph. We are on the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. We have a lot to do. This morning's learning is Le'ili Nishmas Avi Moyer, Rav David Simon, Rav Yosef, and for Refuah Shlema, for the Cholim who are unfortunately too numerous to mention each one by name, who are sick with this illness, with other illnesses. They should have a Refuah Shlema B'Soch Shachol Yisrael. What a special daf today. We have the opportunity to study. We're going to have about halfway through the daf, the famous Gemara is about my Chanukah. All the Gemara is about Chanukah are in this daf. Some much needed light to brighten up the darkness here that we're feeling throughout the world. But we are on the bottom. We are at the two dots on the bottom we are on the two dots at the bottom of Chaf Amud Beis. I believe we are up to the words Velo Bezefes, correct? That's where we are, Velo Bezefes. Here we go. Is that where we are? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to mute everybody. If you need to unmute yourself for a question, please feel free to do that. Okay. Velo Bezefes. So you're not allowed to light with pitch, tar. Says the Gemara, Zefes Zifsa, a type of liquid sap kind of that comes out of a tree. Shava is kirusa. That's beeswax. Beeswax. Tana ad kan psol psilos. Until this point in the Mishnah, it's telling you about wicks that are no good. Mikan ve'eloch psol shmanim. From here and on, we're talking about problems with the oil. Ask the Gemara. Pshita, like, why do I need you to tell me that? It's obvious. I mean, you can't make any out of the things in the second half of the Mishnah. You can't make a wick. Why do you have to tell me that? It says Gemara Shavitz Trichle. No, the thing that you need it for is wax. Ma'od the same lipsilos nami lo chazio. You might have thought that if you make wax into a wick. You might thought that's also no good, that not only is wax not good as a fuel, wax is also not good as a wick. Kamash malon, that no, wax could be a wick, it just can't be a fuel. Now, some actually learn from this. This might be a source that wax candles really do work, because in that case, wax is actually serving, it's surrounding the wick. It's not as much the candle. That's a discussion. Clearly, one is Yotze, Shabbos candles with wax candles, even though the Mishnah says wax is no good. This is actually talking about beeswax, not talking about the other wax. Anyway, the other wax burns, I think, a lot nicer than beeswax. Anyway, so there is a question about that. It sounds like if you make the Gemara here is saying this kind of wax, if you make it into a wick, it would work as well. Fine. Amar Rami Bar Oven, Itrana Psulta Dezivsa. Itrun is the bad part of the pitch, the bad part of the Zephas. After it comes out of the tree, So this bad stuff comes out. Shava psulta dedufsha, this beeswax, it's the bad part of bees' honey. Beeswax is the bad part of bees' honey. Lamainaf kamina, what's the difference? Why do you need to know this? That shava is the psolus of beeswax? Says the Gemara lameka chumemka, that if you made a deal to sell somebody wax, you're allowed to give him this beeswax because it's technically referred to as wax. If that's part of the deal, if you made a commitment to sell somebody that it is cold wax, the beeswax is cold wax. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Kol Eil Shomer Ein Madlikim Ben B'Shabbos. All of these fuels and wicks, all these wicks that the Mishnah says you can't light on Shabbos because it doesn't light so well, we're afraid you're going to adjust it. Aval osen mehen medura. You're not allowed to light Shabbos candles with them, but you are allowed on Erev Shabbos to make a bonfire out of them, because then they all, you know, they'll all light each other. You have a bunch of them together. We're not worried you're going to come to adjust it. L'hischamim kenegda. If you want to make a fire on Erev Shabbos to warm yourself, bein l'shtamish l'ora, whether it's just to use the light, bein al gabe karka, or whether you light it on the ground, Bein al gabe kiro, whether you light it in the oven. All these things is mutter. Velo aser el asus men psila lener bilvad. It's only aser to make it a wick for a candle that we're afraid maybe you're going to come to adjust, maybe you're going to come to adjust it. Velo b'shemen kick. The Mishnah says you're not allowed to use shemen kick. What's shemen? My shemen kick. Amashmol shel tinu l'chol nechusei yam. I asked all of the sea travelers. V'amruli of echad yesh b'chachei hayam v'kik shmo. There's a bird in one of the far off islands, and it's called kick. And the fat of that bird, that's what we're talking about. Rav Yitzchak Parade, Rav Yehuda Amar, Mishcha de Kaza. It's the type of cottonseed oil. Reish Lakish Amar Kikayon de Yona. It's an oil that comes out of this plant that shielded Yona. Amar Rabba Barachan, Ledidi Chazili Kikayon de Yona. I saw the plant that protected Yona. Ulit Sloliva Dami. It's like a certain tree that's called its sloliva, umidefashke rave, and it grows like on the. Some say it's like castor oil. It grows on the water, vaalpum chanusa madlan yase, and the store owners hang these very large leaves. You know those things that are on the ponds, the large leaves. Store owners hang it on top of the stores to provide shade and also to give a nice smell. From its seeds, you make oil. And under its large leaves and branches, the ill people in Eretz Yisrael, they would rest. So it was used to like shield the people, to give them a pleasant smell, to shield their beds, etc. Amar Rabba, Psilos Shamachachem Adlingim B'Shabbes, Mesha Or Misach Sachas Bahen. Wicks that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to light on Shabbos because the fire dances from them. The fire is not clear. It's not a good fire. We're afraid you're going to come to adjust it. Shmanim, Shamu Chachamein, Madlingim Bahem, and the oils so the wicks are because the fire doesn't grab onto them well. Ushmanim Shamu Chachamein, Madlingim Bahem, but Ishainim Shach and Achar Apsila. And the oils, because these oils don't attach themselves, they don't saturate into the wick in a proper way. So we're afraid also that you're going to do some moving around to get it to saturate in the wick. What about if you have these pasala oils, but you're going to put a little kosher oil into the pasala oil? The way we light candles in our house every Shabbos is we fill up the thing halfway with water, then we put a little oil in afterwards on top of it. And maybe that's not the same shiloh as this. There, the oil is clearly different. But here you have this not kosher oil, but you're going to throw a little bit of kosher oil, which will saturate the wick. So are you allowed to throw a little bit in there? So maushin zogon shemen kol shuviyadlik. Does that work? Mi gazrin and doma asilad lugi beinayu. Are we afraid if you have the mixture, we're afraid maybe you'll just use the bad oil by itself? Oh, lo! Or maybe the rabbis weren't worried about it. As long as you have good oil in there, it's okay. Amalei ein madlikin. My time, Lafisha ein madlikin. You can't do it. Why can't you do it? Because you can't do it. No. Well, so it means that no, because you can't do it by itself, you can't use the bad wick by itself, so therefore we don't allow you to use it even when you have mixed in the good oil. Ask the Gemara, Esive, Karach, Dover Shemadlikin Bo, Agami Dover Shein Madlikin Bo. If you wrapped, when it comes to a wick, you wrap something that you can light, a wick that is good, on top of a wick that's no good, Ein Madlikin Bo. You're not allowed to use that. It's Tanakam. Shem Gamliel Omer, Shel Beis Abba, in my father's house, are you Karchim Psila Gabe Egos? They used to wrap a kosher wick on top of a nut, which is not good. Umadlikin, you're allowed to do it. Ktani miyos madlikin. So you see that there's one opinion that says madlikin. I'm like, ademos v'sli midi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Why are you asking me? See, I need to be Tanakama. Yeah, okay, but Tanakama says like me. Says mahalo kasha. Maisa Rav. No, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is more correct because he actually brought it that people paskin that way. So mikol makom kasha. So my lav lahadlik. So doesn't this sound like that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that they used to light this together. So you see, you're allowed to light with a wick that has mixed good wick and bad wick together. Says the Gemara, lo. No, they wouldn't light them both. Lahakpos. The case over there was, the reason he wrapped the kosher wick around the nut, The nut was there to float the thing in the water. They didn't light the nut. They just floated it in water. Says the Gemara, Ila Hakbos, my Tanakama, if you're not lighting it all, so why does Tanakama say it's no good? Says the Gemara, no, you're right. There's no two opinions. Kula Reb Shimon Gamliel. The whole Brisa is really Reb Shimon Gamliel. The Chisui Mechshav Achktani. It's the old, there were words missing in the Brisa trick. The Chisui Mechshav Achktani. This is the way you're supposed to read the Brisa. Korach Dover Shemadlikin Lobo, Al Gabi Dover Shein Madlikin Bo. If you wrapped something that is mutter to light, a wick, on top of a wick that's not mutter to light, a madlikin bo. If they're both being used as a wick, that's no good. That's if you're lighting both of them. But if you're just lighting the kosher wick on top of the nut, you're not intending to light the nut, you're just floating it. The nut is just the base for the wick to float it. Lahakpos, mutter. They used to use it as a buffer, as a floating device. They would float the wick on that thing. Not that they would light both of them. Ask the Gemara, is this really true? Amy, is this really true? That you're not allowed to light with a mixture of good oil and bad oil? Amrav Ron Amarav, Chelev Mehutach. Chelev, which is heat it up, you cook it. Vikirve dagim shenimochu, and the innards of fish that also were boiled up, even though they're pasul by themselves, adam nosin l'socha shem and kol shumadik, you're allowed to put kosher oil in them and light. So you see, you're allowed to do it together. Answer the Gemara. That's different. Hani mimshechei be'enayu. Really, these things themselves, really, they would work. The fish oil and the heated up fat, really these things do grab onto the psila by themselves. Vahani, but the other ones, lo mimshechi be'inayu. The other ones really do not attach themselves to the wick by themselves. The gazu rabbanan al chelev mehutach mishum chelev she'ena mehutach. The rabbis made a gzera, you're not allowed to use heated up fat because you're not allowed to use regular fat that's not heated up, and we're afraid people would confuse them. Same thing with the fish gel, the fish oil. So the fish oil, you're not allowed to use heated up fish, even though the heated up fish oil itself would be fine, but you're not allowed to use heated up fish oil because if you don't heat up the fish oil and try to lighten the fish oil when it's not heated up, that's a problem. So the rabbis just said, forget it, don't use any fish oil. Asks the Gemara, the ligzar nami chelev mehutach v'kirei dam shenimochu shenasan l'sochan shemen. So then how come you're telling me, so why is it okay if you put the oil into it? We should make a gzera even when you put oil into it. Mishum chelev mehutach v'kirei dam shenimochu shalonatzen l'sochan shemen. Let's make a gzera on these heated up fish oil and the heated up fat that has oil in it, because maybe people will come to lighting with the no fat oil. Obvious answer. Gemara, he goof exera, and I make him exera l'exera. That no, the Gemara says that you wouldn't make such exera because the whole heated up fish oil and the heated up fat, it itself was only exera. So you're going to tell me when there's kosher oil inside it, you're going to make another exera. That's what we call exera l'exera. You don't make exera l'exera because they themselves are only awesome because maybe you'd use it when it's not heated up. So now you're going to say when it is heated up, you're going to ask me even when there's oil inside it. That's Xero Luxero. You wouldn't make Xero Luxero. Ah, here we go. Tana Rami Rachama Psil Sushmanim Shabbat Chacham Ein Madlikim Bim Shabbos. So wicks and oils that the rabbi said you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Ein Madlikim Bahem Bamigdosh. So you're also not allowed to use that to light candles in the Beis Hamikdash. Shem Shneimar Lahalos Ner Tamid. So it's got to burn always. Says the Gemara, who tani la, who amar la. How do you see that from the pasuk? Kedei, because it says lahalos. Kedei shtei shalheves ola me'ela. It's got to be the type of wick that's going to grab on very, very nicely to the wick. Veloshtei ola yididavar acher. Not that you're going to need to fix it. And these kind of wicks, there's a machlokas we've shown here, whether the girsa should be wicks and oils, or is it just wicks? From the Gemara, it sounds like it's really just wicks, but the girsa that we have here is wicks and oils. It's a shaila that we've shown him. Veloshe ola ayidavar acher. Says the Gemara, we're going to ask a question. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah in Sukkah, mi blaei michlensei kohanim u mehem yineim. from the worn out pants of the Kohanim, Mechnesayim, and from the Avnet, what was that, the belt, Hayu Mafkiin, they used to rip them into shreds, Umehen Madlikin, they used to use those for the menorahs in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So these things were made from flax and wool. And we learned in the Mishnah that wool is not good for hadlaka. So you see, they used it in the Beis HaMikdash. Answer the Gemara, Simchas Beis HaShoeva Shiny. That wasn't used for the menorah on a regular day. That was used for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. So this is not a din d'oraisa. It doesn't say about this lahalos near tamid. So for that, for the Simchas Beis HaShoeva lighting, any kind of wicks were okay. Tashma, the Tani Rabba Bar Masna, Big Day Kuna Shabalu, any Big Day Kuna that got worn out, Mafkino son, Omen Al Yosim Psilos Lim Migdash, sounds like from the menorah. My Lav, the Kilayim, they used to use the garments that were made out of the wool and linen, namely the belts, which was not kosher. And it was a low dibbutz. It's referring to the flax garments, and the flax would be, they would make nice wicks out of that. That would be kosher. The ksonas. Fine. Okay. Oh. Now I was going a little quicker because I want to spend a little more time on the Shabbos, the Chanukah sugyas. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna. Psilos u'shmanim shamach chacham me'in madligim behem b'Shabbos. Wicks and oils that you're not allowed to use on Shabbos. Ain madligim behem b'Chanukah. You're also not allowed to use them for Chanukah candles. Bein b'Shabbos, whether it be Shabbos Chanukah, bein b'chol, whether on a weekday Chanukah. Amar Rav. My time, the Rav Huna. What's the reason that you're not allowed to use these wicks that don't burn so well on Chanukah? Kasavar. So the Gemara has three opinions about this. Kasavar, Kavsa, Zakukla. So Rav Huna must hold, the first opinion is, Rav Huna must hold that if the candles blow out, so we know the candles have to be lit for a half hour. We'll see in a second. The candles have to be lit for a half hour. So let's say you put enough oil in there and enough wick that it's going to burn for a half hour. And now it blows out. So do you have to light it again? You lit it for a half hour, but it blew out after 15 minutes. The wind came and blew it out. So kavsa zakakla. Now you're not yotze. You have to relight it. So we're afraid that it's not going to light well. It's with this poor wicks, maybe it'll blow out and you'll forget to relight it. And umutter lishtamesh laora. And this opinion holds, it is permissible to read by the light of the Chanukah candles, and therefore, even on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use this Chanukah licht, because since you're allowed to use it, we're afraid, also on Shabbos, we're afraid of an additional consideration that you might come to adjust the flame. The Rav Chista Amar, second opinion, Rav Chista understands, Madlikin Bahen B'chol Avalo B'Shabbos. So this Rav Chista holds, you are allowed to use them for Ner Chanukah during the week, just you're not allowed to use them for Ner Chanukah on Shabbos. So what does he hold? Kosavar he holds, Kavsa, Ein Zakukla. Once it blows out, once you lit it for 30 minutes, if you put it with enough oil for 30 minutes, if you blow it out, you do not have to relight it. You're a Yotzei. The Maisa Hadlaka that you did that should have lasted for a half hour, it could have lasted. You had enough fuel for a half hour, it blew out in the middle. So Kavsa Ein Zakakla. So that's why during the week it's no problem to use this stuff. But he also is Mutter Lishtamish Laora. You're allowed to use the light of the Chanukah candles. You're allowed to read by the light of the Chanukah candles. And therefore on Shabbos, you can't use this. Shabbos Chanukah, you can't use it, because we're afraid you'll read by the light, and since it doesn't give you such a clean flame, you're going to come to adjust. Shema Yata, that's the second opinion. And the third opinion is, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav Masa V'Amrila, Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Rav, Psilo, so Shemon Shem Echam, Ein Madlikin Ben B'Shabbos, the ones that you're not allowed to Shabbos, Madlikin Ben Mechanaka Ben Mechol Ben B'Shabbos. Yutaka are allowed to use them, both on Chanukah and on Shabbos. So what does he obviously hold? I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu, my time of the Rav. What's Rav's reasoning? Kasavar kavsa ein zakukla. He holds if it blows out, we don't care. So that's why during the week it's no problem. because if it blows out, we don't care. You don't have to relight it. And aser lishtamish la'ora. But you're not allowed to use, you're not allowed to read by it. So we're not worried if it flickers on Shabbos, but you're going to come to adjust it because you're not allowed to use it. Now, why are you not allowed to use, why does this opinion, again, the other two opinions hold mutter. The first two Amorim held mutter lishtamish la'ora. This Amara holds aser lishtamish la'ora. Why are you not allowed to read by the lights of the Chanukah candles? Oh, so there's a number of different opinions in the Rishonim and Achronim why you're not allowed to use them. So Rashi says that the reason why you're not allowed to use it is that there should be a heker that it's l'shem mitzvah. Stam, if you just lit lights in the house, that people are going to think that okay, you lit it to light up the candle, so to light up the house. So in order that people should be a heker, that people should see, no, this is for the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah, and not just Stam as an additional bright light in the house. So Chazal instituted that you're not allowed to use it for the light. Azay zakt Rashi, that's Rashi's shot. The Rishonim say three additional reasons. The Baal HaMaor and the Rashba and the Ran say that the reason is since Neres Chanukah were instituted because of the miracle that happened with the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, and just like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was hekdish, so therefore you weren't allowed to get any personal benefit out of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So the rabbis instituted the same thing by Ner Chanukah, which is to commemorate the candles that were in the Beis HaMikdash. So they instituted that you can't get any benefit from it. The Ramban and the Rashba in his second pshat say that the issue is Bizui Mitzvah. The Gemara later on tomorrow's daf, which if you want, I'm going to say a shir tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, same bad time, same bad channel, if you want to come to the shir tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, if you're busy with your kids all day. So the issue is Bizui Mitzvah. The Gemara is going to say later on in the Gemara that you're not allowed to count your money by the light of the Chanukah candles because it's not respectful. It's not respectful. I mean, I don't know, maybe by that logic, maybe to read a sefer might be okay. But to Bizui Mitzvah, that's the issue. And the fourth opinion is the Tosfos HaRosh. The Tosfos HaRosh says it's because of, it's what's called Huktza l'mitzvasoi. That whenever you have a chetzah shel mitzvah that's designated to be used for a mitzvah purpose, you're not supposed to use it for a non-mitzvah purpose. Mashal ma'adav, let's say you have the schach on your sukkah. You want to play stickball on sukkahs. You're going to take a piece of your schach. I know most of the people on the call don't know what stickball is, but Amal, there was a game called stickball. It used to be, when we were little, it used to be a game called stickball. But so let's say you want to take a piece of the, oh, you want to take your lulav. You want to take your lulav on sukkahs and use it to play stickball with. So that's a huktza l'mitzvah. So you're not supposed to use it for your own purposes. It's not exactly the same thing as bizui mitzvah. It's two different things. Bizui mitzvah is like you're mevazet, and the other one is that it's muktza, huktza l'mitzvah. Fine. The Rif adds and says that the issur to use the light of the Ner Chanukah is only within the 30-minute shir. However, after the 30-minute shir, he says it's mutter to use the candles, and that's obviously a major discussion in the Mefarshim, whether everybody agrees to that or not. Fine, says the Gemara. Amru Rabbanu Kamei Dabai Mishmei de Rabbi Yirmiya. So the rabbis said this reasoning in the name of Rabbi Yirmiya v'lo Kibla. So Abaye didn't accept it when it was quoted in front of him just in Rabbi Yirmiya's name. Also, Ravin, when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, and he told the students of Abai in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Amru Rabbanu Kamei Dabai Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan, when they said in front of Abai in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Vikibla. So then he accepted it. If Rabbi Yochanan said such a thing, when Rabbi Yirmiya said it, he wasn't Mekabel. But if Rabbi Yochanan said it, then he was Mekabel. You see these things were around a long time ago, these same kind of issues, right? You gotta wait. If Rav Shechter paskin, so the Olam's going to say, okay, Rav Shechter is good enough for Rav Shechter, it's good enough for me. Another rabbi paskin, maybe not. But if Rav Shechter said it, so then it'll be accepted. That's why you have such a big achrayas. The leaders of the generation have such a big achrayas. Fine. Omar. E Zakai. But then he regretted it. He felt badly. Abai said, E Zakai Gemirti Lishmaiti Meikara. I wish I would have accepted this teaching already when Rabbi Yirmiyah said it to me the first time. Says Gemara, what's the difference? V'ha Gemara, what's the difference if he learned it early? Listen to this. Says Gemara, Nafkaminil Girsi Diyankasa. Wow, apparently he heard the first teaching when he was young, and he ignored it. And then he only heard it later when he was older. So Girsi Diyankasa, stuff that you learn when you're young, that sticks with you more than you learn when you're older. There's a bunch of people on this call that are young. There's a bunch. You hear that, Rabbi Isai? Those of you who are young over here, the young guys. What you learn with your young, when you learn when you're young, that's why it's unbelievable. You guys are involved in the Daf Yomi already. When you give to the Yankas of the stuff that you learn when you're young, it never leaves you. Never leaves you. It sticks in there. It's a lot easier to learn when you're young than when you're old. So when you're young, drink it all up. Okay. Asks the Gemara. Vikavsa ein zakakla. Is it really true that if the candle blows out, you don't have to relight it? Uraminu mitzvasa mishatishka chama achitich leiragel min ashuk. The mitzvah is that the Hanukkah candles have to burn from shkia until people are no longer in the marketplace. My love, dikavsa hatamadikla. Pashup shot is it's got to burn the whole time. It blows out. Got to relight it. How can anyone disagree with that? Answer Gemara, lo. De'i lo adlik. What this means is, if you didn't light yet, you have until that time to light. Madlik. But, after this, you lose this man. So the Mefarshim say, that's only this idea that once people are no longer in the marketplace, you're no longer allowed to light the candles. That's only in the times of the Gemara when they used to light, or even in Eretz Yisrael, where they light mamish outside the house. However, b'shas ha'sakana, we're going to learn in a moment, you're going to light inside, so the persume nisa is to the people of the house. So if the ikar persume nisa is the people inside your house, and you're lighting inside the house, then you could light even after people no longer in the marketplace, as long as people are still awake in your house. And the Ritva writes, until alos ha'shachar, toises. V'hos of a Ritva, according to this, even if you light outside, If you miss this man outside, you could still do it inside. At least the Chol HaPachos, you'd be Mekayim Pursum Minisa to the people inside the house. And the Rashba writes, even with people who light inside, the Rashba says you should try to light in the right man even inside, of course, if there's reason, Makdim and Lamitzvahs. Okay, let's continue. V'inami, another way the Gemara says is L'shi'ura. So the Gemara gives two answers. Either ad shetich l'regel min hashuk means d'ilo adlik madlik, that's the latest that you have to light. Or it's just telling you how much oil you need to have in it. But really, you don't have to light then at all. You don't have to light at that time at all. It's just telling you the shear. The amount of oil that you have is so that it should burn from shkia until ad shetich l'regel min hashuk, which is approximately 1.5 hours. But that's the shear. Oh, so taisus in dibar maschil d'i. This Tosis right over here, at the very end. Ulari nira da'ata in lachosh masayadlik. The Ri says, nowadays we don't care when you light. Anu ein alanu hakera el l'bnei abayis. Shari amidl madikin bibifnim. He says, the Ri says it makes no difference. So even if there's nobody else in the shuk, you're still allowed to light near Chanukah. And this man was only said in terms of the amount of oil, it's got to burn for 1/2 hour. And therefore, Tosis writes, even l'chadchila, even though l'chadchila you have to light by shkia, however, if you delayed it, yadlik misafik afachar azman, because maybe the halach is like this answer. And it passing like that in Shulchan Aruch. U'pasak ha-magan Avram, she'ad alos ha-shachar, madlik bibracha. All the way until alos ha-shachar, the magan Avram paskins, you could still light with a bracha 4 in the morning. You could light with a bracha if b'nei beso are erim v'yesh pirsim, if somebody else is awake. And even at the time when people light in the house, you have to give enough oil that it could light this amount of time, 1/2 hour. That's the Dake Moshe, the Magen Avram. And there's a lot of discussion about this. Okay, let's continue. Ad shetich l'regel min hashuk. Says the Gemara, until people are no longer in the marketplace. Okay, Shkayach, how long is that? Vad kamo. Amar Rabbi Rechanim Rabbi Yochanan adekalya rigla detar mudoi. Until the people who sell the wood, the tar mudoi, people from this place called Tarmud, they would sell the wood. They are the ones who are the last in the marketplace because they wait until all the people of the marketplace go home. And they'll need to buy wood. So they're the last people in the marketplace. There is a major question about whether or not you're supposed to light at Shkia or at Seis. Two different opinions. Our family lights at Seis. I didn't have a chance to research it in depth. But the candles have to burn for a half hour. They have to be burning for a half hour after Tzeis HaKachavim. Some people light at Shkia. There's a Rambam about this, I remember. But I didn't get a chance to research this issue. But we got plenty of other issues that I did research. So let's continue. Oh. Famous Gemara. Here we go. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis Tana Braisa. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ish Ubeso. One light for the house. There should be light in every house this Shabbos, Bez Hashem. Ner Ish Ubeso. I don't mean this light, right? But there should just stop and be light in the house, right? This is Ner Chanukah. Ner Ish Ubeso. V'amahadrin. Ner L'chol Echad V'Echad. Mahadrin is one candle for each member of the house on every night of Chanukah. So if you have five members of the family, five the first night, five the second night, five the third night, five, 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 five. V'amahadrin min ha-mahadrin. What's Mahadrin? Min ha-mahadrin. Amachlokes, Beisham V'Sillel. Amachlokes, the Rambam and Tosus. Amachlokes, the Mechaber and the Rambam. One of the few areas the Mechaber follows Tosus and the Rambam follows the Rambam. Against what normally is. Mechaber usually follows the Rambam and Rambam follows Tosis. Here's one of the few places where the Mechaber follows the Rambam, the Mechaber follows Tosis, and the Rambam follows the Rambam. What's Mahadrim and a Mahadrim? Beishamai Omer Yom Rishon Madlik Shmona. Beishamai says the first day, 8. Mikan ve'elech poches v'holech. You get less and less. 7654321. Ubeishil Omerim Yom Rishon Madlik Achas. Day number 1, like 1. Mikan ve'elech most of v'holech. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Amar Ula Pliga Batri Amarai B'Marava. There's a Machlokas Amaraim about this Machlokas Tanaim in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yosi Bar Oven, Rabbi Yosi Bar Zvida. Chad Amar Tamei De Beishamai Keneged Yom Manichnasim. One of them says, the reason of Beishamai is that you're lighting according to the amount of the days of Chanukah that are yet to come. Meaning the first night, you have 8 days left, so you light 8 candles. The second night, you have 7 days left of the miracle. 6 days left of the miracle. So it's Keneged Yamim HaNichnasin. V'tamid the Beis Hillel, Keneged Yamim HaYotzim. And Beis Hillel says, no, you light based on the days that have already passed. V'chad Amar, the other one says, V'tamid the Beis Shammai, Keneged Parei HaChag. The reason Beis Shammai is Keneged the bulls brought on Sukkos. That it went 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. The 7 days of Sukkot, it goes down from 13 to 7. That's because it's the Parei HaChag Keneged the Umos HaOlam. And we're hoping that the Umos HaOlam, as time goes on, they get less and less and less, and Klai Yisrael gets more and more and more and more. The time of the Beis Hillel, the Malin Bakodesh Vein Moridin. And the reason of Beis Hillel is because Malin Bakodesh Velo Moridin. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan Shnei Zekeinim Hayu B'Tzidon. There were two elders in Tzidon. Echad Asa Kedir Beis Shammai, Echad Asa Kedir Beis Hillel. One of them did like Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel. Zeh Noisin Tamal Dvarav Kneged Parei Achag V'Zeh Noisin Dvarav D'Malam HaKodesh V'Ein Moridin. What do you mean? Beis Shammai denies the idea of Malam HaKodesh Lo Moridin? No, Beis Shammai holds Malam HaKodesh Lo Moridin. That's only by a sequence. But it doesn't apply to a sequence. That's by a chefza shel mitzvah, right? Malam HaKodesh means if you have an object, so you can't use that for a lower purpose. Now, that's Rav Soloveitchik's pshat over here, is that Beis Shammai learned, the Parei HaChag teach me that Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin does not apply to a sequence. It applies only to an object. So, right, you have a chefza that was used, so you can't take something that was used for Kedusha and lower its Kedusha. But Malam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin doesn't apply here, Beis Shammai. It doesn't apply in this case because it's from one day to the next. That's not the same issue of Malam HaKodesh. That's the way of Soloveitchik understood. And I pointed out before that this business of Mahadrim, Min HaMahadrim is a big machlokas, the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim, big machlokas. If you look at the Gemara carefully, Mahadrim, Min HaMahadrim It says there's only one menorah. One menorah. That's why the Sfaradim light one menorah, because they understand like the Mechaber, who passes like Tesfis, not like the Rambam. The Rambam understands Mahadrim and Mahadrim means if you have five members of the family, the Rambam says five the first night, 10 the second night, 15 the third night, 20 the fourth night. That's the Rambam. The Ramah, that's the Mechaber follows Tosfos. I'm sorry. That's the Rambam. That's the Ashkenazim who follow the... it's unbelievable. Let's try that again. Rewind again. When we say Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, so the Gemara seems to say that Mahadrim and a Mahadrim does not follow the Mahadrim. That's Tosfos. Tosfos says Mahadrim and a Mahadrim does not build off of Mahadrim. Why? Because Mahadrim, according to Tosfos, Mahadrim would be if you have five members of the family. Mahadrim is five the first night, five the second night, five the third night. That's Mahadrim. Mahadrim mina Mahadrim would be one candle the first night for the whole family, two the second night, is Tosfos, three the night, that's the way the Sfaradim do. That's why the Sfaradim only light one menorah in the house, no matter how many people you have, one menorah in the house, because Mahadrim mina Mahadrim doesn't follow Mahadrim. Even though Mahadrim would be, if you have five members of the family, even the Sfaradim agreed that Mahadrim would be five the first night, five the second night, five the third night, but Mahadrim mina Mahadrim is one, if it's even more of a hitter. Why? Says Tosfos, because why is it more of a hiddur? Because you could tell what night of Chanukah is. You could tell how the nes, how the miracle got bigger and bigger and bigger each day. That's why it's called Mahadrim mina Mahadrim, even though it doesn't build off. It's not a bigger chumrah. You're actually lighting less candles, Mahadrim mina Mahadrim, than Mahadrim. And that's the way the Svaradim Paskin like Tosfos, because the Mechaber follows Tosfos. But the Rambam says, no, like we do it. I mean, the Rambam is a little bit different than we do. The Rambam says that the Bala Bayis lights all the candles. But in that respect, the Rambam is different than what we do. But in terms of Mahadrim and Mahadrim, we are like the Rambam in the sense that we say 5 the first night, 10 the second night, 15 the third night. That's Mahadrim and Mahadrim because Mahadrim and Mahadrim has got to be bigger than Mahadrim. And that's the way the Ramah paskins like the Rambam. And we follow the Ramah. The Ashkenazim follow the Ramah. The Sfaradim follow the Mechaber who follows Tosfos here, one of the exceptions to the rule. A lot of lumdus about that. Not a lot of time now to go into it, unfortunately, though. Fine. And the Beis Halevi just points out that the reason we have Mahadrim, Mahadrim, Minah Mahadrim is because Klal Yisrael was Mahadr for this mitzvah. Really, it's Tumah Hutra Betzibah, right? Really, they didn't have to go to this whole story to look for the perfect oil. But the miracle happened because they wanted to be Mahadr to use it only with the holy things. So just like they went to be Mahadr to do it in a perfect way, So too we are. There's a lot of discussion about this. Not a lot of time now to do it. Let's continue a little bit further. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in a braisa. Ner Chanukah mitzvah la'anicha al Pesach beisum mibachutz. The mitzvah is to place it outside your house for the pursuit of Minisa. Vimhaya dar ba'aliyah, but if you live in the attic, manicha b'chalon. So then, if you live on the second floor, put it in the window. Hasmuch l'rishas harabim. So people in the Shulchan Aruch say, v'shasa sakana, if the government decrees that you can't do this, manicha al shulchano, do it inside, v'dayo. That's enough. Amarava, tzarech ner acheres l'shtamish l'ora. You need a shamis, so there should be a heker, that it's for a mitzvah, and not for the... for the light. V'ika medura, if you have another big bonfire in the house, lo tzarech, then you don't need the shamus. V'i adam chashavu, if you're an adam chashav that you don't usually use a medura, avagav dika medura, tzarech ner acheres. Even if you have a bonfire, you need another candle. So, there are... Right. Question is, what's the point of the shamus? Two opinions. Either that you should be getting the benefit out of that, or stam that it's a heker, that it's l'shem mitzvah. My Chanukah, why do we celebrate Chanukah? The Tana Rabbanan. Our rabbis taught in the Brisa, Megillas, Tanis, Besim, Chamisha, Bekisav, on the 25th day of Kitri Slave, Yom Eid Chanukah, Tamni Inun. 8 days of Chanukah, the Lola Rispidbo, and the Lola Sanispo, and you're not allowed to make a Hespid, you're not allowed to fast. The Greeks came into the Beis HaMikdash. They defiled all the oils. When the Chashmonaim beat them up, they checked. There was only one cruse of oil. Never knew what a cruise was till this story. But v'chasam shakhan gadol v'lo haya bo el lahadlik yom echad. There was only enough to light one day. V'nasa bo neis v'liku mimenu shmona yamim l'shana acheres kavum v'asum yimei tovim b'halal v'oda. They established in days of halal v'oda. What about menorah? The home ikur mitzvah of menorah doesn't say it in the Gemara. Sounds like they were going to make an 8-day halal because of the war anyway, because the precedent in Judaism to have eight day holidays. Tanan Hassam, we learned in the Mishnah over there, gets a spark hayotzi mitachas apatish when the blacksmith is hitting the yotze v'hizik damaged chayev. The blacksmith is chayev to pay. Gomel shaton pishtam for camels carrying flax for over brishes around walking in the ram. And the camel carrying the flax went into a store, v'dalka b'neir shel chanvani, and it lit the candle of the storekeeper on fire. Nichlas b'shtanos v'hidlikas habira, and it burnt down the store. Bala gamal chayev, the owner of the camel's chayev, he shouldn't have piled up so much flax on his camel. Hiniach chanvani sneir b'chutz, but if the candle was outside in the rishon rabim, chanvani chayev, he's an idiot. Why did he put his candle outside? People are going by there. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'neir chanukah pater. It's got to be below 10 tefachim. If it can be above 10 tefachim, so what are you putting it where the camels go? You should have put it higher up. Says the Gemara, no. No. Maybe really it doesn't have to be below 10, but it's just that if you force the guy to work too hard to put it up high, maybe people won't come to do it. Okay. Rabosai, we will stop here. I want to wish everybody a wonderful day, wonderful Shabbos. If you'd like to join the Daf Yomi on Motzai Shabbos, there will be a shir Motzai Shabbos at 9 o'clock for those who would like it. Have a great Shabbos, a wonderful day.
Thank you, Rabbi. Have a great Shabbos.
Thank you. Good Shabbos, Rabbi. Good Shabbos.